Last Friday was an anniversary that you might easily have missed in the frenzy of Halloween and the elections. October 25th was St. Crispin's Day, and therefore the 609th anniversary of the Battle of Agincourt. Nobody would remember that famous victory if it hadn't been for Shakespeare's Henry V and the 1944 movie with young Laurence Olivier. War is not what it used to be. Courage has not vanished, but chivalry certainly has, and with it, rhetoric. Rhetoric is, or was, the art of persuading people through great eloquence to do things that they would obviously be crazy to do, like facing 10,000 heavily armed French soldiers. We don't know what King Henry V actually said, but Shakespeare gave him a splendidly rousing speech to the English troops, the main point of which was that this battle would be the opportunity for eternal glory as part of a band of brothers, rather than just an excellent opportunity for getting killed. In the grand peroration of his speech, the king promises his men that gentlemen in England now abed shall think themselves accursed they were not here, and hold their manhoods cheap, while any speaks that fought with us upon St. Crispin's Day. That's rhetoric, although, like most rhetoric, it's not to be believed for a moment. Kings will promise anything, but at least they led from the front instead of from a bunker somewhere. Today's wars are justified by a miserable, shuffling political language designed to placate the voters rather than to inspire the troops. It's not exactly Shakespearean, and no more believable than Henry V's speech. In modern warfare, we rarely see decisive victories like Agincourt. However, we have made great progress in the arts of war. Nobody even thinks of using bows and arrows anymore, now that we have much more sophisticated toys. In other ways, perhaps, we have not come so far. The soldiers, and indeed the kings of the 15th century, were horribly superstitious. They believed in the intervention of saints, spells, omens, magic, ghosts, evil spirits, and even in witches, wizards, and sorcerers. All shockingly pagan stuff in a Christian country. These were not called the Dark Ages for nothing. We still share some things with those brave and deluded soldiers of 600 years ago. Not only do we have a weakness for power-mad leaders, tribal loyalty, and perpetual war, but a week after St. Crispin's Day, we celebrate All Hallows' Eve, the Eve of Witches. At this darkening time of year, we are closer in spirit to our poor benighted ancestors. They speak to us over the centuries with their tales of vampires and werewolves, hobgoblins and bad fairies, unquiet spirits and tormenting demons that still haunt our dreams and provide the imagery for some of our most popular movies. Bows and arrows may be out of style, but this week at least, the Dark Ages are definitely in. This is David Boucher.